Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Welcome to Jazz New Orleans, here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO and WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz of the last 70 years, with a strong accent on New Orleans. And an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is Donald Harrison, Jr.
How I got into Charlie Parker, even though I'd heard him all my life, but he didn't have a hit at the time. So, but my fault, I was bragging, saying, I know Mr. Magic by Grover Washington. I thought my father was going to pat me on the back and say, great. He said, yeah, well, check out this guy. Go listen, go get this for me. And he gave me Charlie Parker, and I started scratching my head. Then I was like, oh, this is hard stuff.
More coming up from Donald Harrison, Jr. in about 45 minutes. Right now, Dr. Michael White checks in with a tune which, when he first heard it on LP as a teenager, he thought totally embodied the spirit of New Orleans. From A Song for George Lewis, George Lewis's Burgundy Street Blues.
Thank you.
Dr. Michael White with the George Lewis classic Burgundy Street Blues from his terrific CD, A Song for George Lewis, on Jazz New Orleans at 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for Jazz New Orleans tonight. The Rebirth Brass Band is celebrating their 30th anniversary, and they feel like funking it up here tonight on Jazz New Orleans. Also, High Society to be heard from. Oh, yes, I'll say. Bob French and the original Tuxedo Jazz Band handling the High Society duties. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers have A La Mode for you as well tonight. And right now it is the New Orleans Panorama Jazz Band from their brand new Dance of the Hot Earth, an all-too-true title, with this tune by the great South African pianist and composer Abdullah Ibrahim, Elsie's River. They are celebrating their 30th anniversary. The Rebirth Brass Band, 30 years strong. From Feel Like Funkin' It Up, one of their earliest LPs, back in 1989, the title tune, Feel Like Funkin' It Up, Feel Like Funkin' It Up. And Bob French, the original Tuxedo Jazz Band with the late, great Bob French, from Living the Legacy, featuring clarinetist Jack Mayhew, High Society. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Very nice to have you along on this Friday night. Still to come, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers serving up some a la mode for you. Donald Harrison Jr. is our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. Extended conversation and music as well coming up with Donald in about 25 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans tonight. Sad news came this week. Wednesday, the great pianist from Greenwood, Mississippi, Mulgrew Miller, passed away, 57 years old, suffering a stroke. Wonderful player who came to New Orleans fairly frequently, most recently to play the Sandbar and Snug Harbor. Played Jazz Fest a number of times, a couple of years back, with Ron Carter and Russell Malone in the Golden Striker Trio, and appeared here with his trio many times. Memorably back in the 80s, with the Tony Williams group at Charlie B's, a great player and a very, very nice gentleman, Mulgrew Miller, dead at 57. Here's Mulgrew Miller from his Wingspan CD, great tune of his devising, Soul Leo. Thank you.
Thank you.
saxophonist, composer, and arranger Oliver Nelson from his Blues and the Abstract Truth with Stolen Moments. It also featured Freddie Hubbard, and Roy Haynes was the drummer, Eric Dolphy playing flute on Stolen Moments. And Art Blakey with his Jazz Messengers, a Curtis Fuller composition, A La Mode. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers on Jazz New Orleans at 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for some Jazz New Orleans tonight. Still to come this evening, Diane Reeves with a Leonard Cohen classic, and Michelle Camilo, a big band that is really hopping. Also, the great Ellis Marsalis to be heard from this evening right here. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to support from generous, anonymous New Orleans music lovers and the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. And right now, it is time for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation. This week, that is with saxophonist, composer, jazz educator, and Mardi Gras Indian Chief, Donald Harrison Jr. Donald Harrison Jr. grew up in 1960s New Orleans in a home full of
music and dancing and just New Orleans and I guess the world culture. My father was a big chief, so that I've known that my whole life, and he loved the parades, everything to do with second lighting, so he took me to a lot of those events my whole life. And then my mother liked all manner of things, from Broadway to the musicals, which were popular in the movies at the time. Mm-hmm. And so she would take us to see all of those things. If a play came to town, we were there, to the museum. And you know, my father had a very extensive collection. I remember listening to Pygmy Chants when I heard Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. I had already heard it on the Pygmy sessions. I was like, "Oh, that's the, yeah, that's what we were listening to." I was like, "They're not singing the rest of it. What's the rest of it?" So I was already familiar with all of so much music: Robbie Shankar, the Beatles, Etta James, Bach, just everything you can imagine. It's a mishmash. But one of the great things is that my mother used to make us dance the popular dances. So some kind of way that got into my psyche that you should also play music. When I started to play, that makes you want to dance.
You have a clear memory of your first encounter with Mardi Gras Indians?
Yeah, when I was two, I remember it. I really do. I remember them running and going fast up and down and feathers flying and singing. I really remember that. That was the first time I put on a suit, was at 2 years old, with the Creole Wild West. I was the little chief of the Creole Wild West, so I had on a dark blue and white suit my father made for me.
The Harrison household was also packed with books, and Donald developed a wide-ranging intellectual curiosity.
I don't know why I did it, but I was always interested in the encyclopedia. So I guess when I was around 13 when I had read the whole encyclopedia. And so when I started traveling, I was, that's a flying buttress on the church there. So it's just, you know, just a wealth of information, I guess. Yeah. All types of information was there.
Donald Harrison Jr. also evidenced very early musical talent and interest.
My mother speaks of me playing drums on the crib, and that they should have got me a drum set instead of a saxophone. Because I think I have a natural affinity for rhythm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like I can remember what they were playing on the drums in the 60s. I can remember, okay, this guy played it like this, and this guy played it. I mean, it's just like a vivid memory of how each person, he played with the singers, he did this, and this guy was playing on the walls. So from a small child, I can remember rhythms.
Harrison was around 10 when he got his first alto sax.
I had no clue that I was going to be a saxophonist, but my father did. And it just hit him. I guess he was passing Werlein's and he saw the saxophone in the window. I was in elementary school and he purchased it and brought it home to me. And I looked at it and I said, oh, that's cool. Kept going about my business. But then I picked it up and played briefly and stuck it in the closet. And he would always remind me, you know, you have a saxophone in the closet. I was like, yeah, okay. And I heard Mr. Magic by Grover Washington. And that's what sort of spurred me to pick it up. Started to figure out how the song was put together. I said, oh, this is fun. And I just kept going after that.
Grover Washington fairly quickly led Donald Harrison to Charlie Parker and the other masters of bebop.
How I got into Charlie Parker, even though I'd heard him all my life, but he didn't have a hit at the time. So, but my fault, I was bragging, saying, I know Mr. Magic by Grover Washington. I thought my father was going to pat me on the back and say, great. He said, yeah, well, check out this guy. Go listen, go get this for me. And he gave me Charlie Parker, and I started scratching my head. Then I was like, oh, this is hard stuff. Got an immediate respect for the music they call bebop, and that's when I was trying to learn that music, decided I wanted to learn as much as possible about bebop and the whole history of jazz music.
Harrison started woodshedding at home, took lessons with Kid Jordan, joined Doc Pollen's brass band, then after high school, studied at the Berklee School of Music in Boston for a couple of years. When he was 19, he joined the band of Jazz Hall of Fame drummer Roy Haynes.
Great thing about truly brilliant musicians is they never stop growing. He's one of those guys who every day it's going to be fresh. It's phenomenal to be around those. I was around Roy for 15 years, and you know he just taught me so much. He would tell me, oh, you know, when we play with Bird, it's not on record, but this is the bridge we played to this song. Just giving me so much information and. Mm-hmm. Relaxing, and I'm so thankful I was around him so long.
In addition to Roy Haynes, Donald Harrison Jr. has worked with a who's who of jazz greats, and for more than 20 years now has led his own outstanding ensembles. He is, in his turn, passing on the legacy that has so enriched his life. As a mentor to the top-notch 20-somethings in his current working band, drummer Joe Dyson, bassist Max Moran, keyboardist Conan Pappas, and as the leader of several jazz education programs in New Orleans. Here is Donald Harrison Jr. with the title tune from his benchmark 1997 CD, Nouveau Swing. Donald Harrison Jr. with the title tune from his Benchmark CD of 1997, Nouveau Swing. Nouveau Swing on Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for stopping by for Jazz New Orleans tonight. Made possible in part thanks to generous support from anonymous music lovers in New Orleans and from the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com.